Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is January 12, 1953, and the title is Wagon Train for Tombstone. Hope you guys enjoy this new version. It's kind of different to hear. I think they're trying to get a little more serious, less kid-oriented. And let's get into it.
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. You'll hear the exciting story, Wagon Train for Tombstone, right after this message.
In the days before the railroads, huge freight wagon trains supplied the towns of the frontier. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles often had to protect these wagon trains, but seldom did they find this assignment as dangerous as when they guarded the wagon train for Tombstone.
Hey, Bill! All the wagons are lined up. They'll be starting any minute now.
That's good, Jingles. I'd like to get as far along the trail as we can the first day.
Yeah, it's going to be a long trip, all the way to Tombstone, Arizona.
Yep, and a lot of things can happen before we get there.
Don't say that, Bill. Just about anything that can happen is bound to be trouble, and I don't like trouble.
Well, that's what we're going along for, Jingles, to see that trouble doesn't happen.
Oh, here comes Captain Wilson. Hey, Bill, he looks a little worried.
Well, he's in command of the whole train, Jingles. That's a big responsibility.
Howdy, Bill, Jingles.
Howdy, Captain. Well, all ready to roll, huh?
I think so. Don't mind saying I'll be glad when the whole kit and caboodle is delivered in Tombstone.
No, there ain't nothing to worry about, Captain. Bill and I ain't worried, are we, Bill? Are we? Huh?
Not too much, Jingles. We've been on these trips before.
Sure, we've fought off Indians, swam rivers, cured sick mules, fixed busted wagons. We'll get you through.
Oh, we'll have our share of those things. We're used to them. This time, we've got something else to watch out for.
What's that, Captain?
Move your horses in close so nobody will hear this.
Move over that way,
Captain. Come on, get around, joke around, I want to hear this.
What's up, Captain?
Well, Bill, early this morning, the Army put $30,000 in gold coin on that blue wagon there in the middle of the line.
Ooh-wee, that's a lot of money.
Now, you bet it is. It's payroll money for the camps and forts down in Arizona.
Anybody know it's there except you?
Nope. Three officers loaded it. Got a receipt for me and left.
How's it tied?
In plain boxes.
Then we'll just pretend it's Army supplies and say nothing to anybody about it.
Yeah, that's what I figured to do.
Sure, we'll just keep it a big fat secret.
Well, I'm afraid it isn't a secret, Jingles.
Well, why not? You and me and Bill ain't going to tell nobody what's in those boxes.
No, but I took a look at that wagon just a minute ago. Somebody forced the lock on the tailgate and pried up the corner of one of the money boxes to have a look inside.
Then the secret's out already.
It sure is. Whoever did the snooping is one of the 50 men that'll be driving with us all the way to Arizona.
Just waiting his chance to get away with that gold.
Any idea who it might be?
Oh, not a bit. Out of 50 wranglers and mule skinners, there might be a half a dozen or more crooks. They're all a pretty tough bunch.
Well, we can't hold up the start while we look them all over. Give the signal to move out, Captain, and we'll keep our eyes peeled for trouble.
I got a hunch it'll hit us sooner or later, Bill. Well.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, there you are, Bill. I just had a hunch this was going to be a trouble trip.
Looks like you're right, too, Jingles. That much gold can start a mighty big ruckus.
All right, Bill! All right! All
right! Well, here we go, Bill.
Yep, 1,000 miles of trail to ride. Let's go, Buckshot.
Come on. Move, Joker! Every one of those 1,000 miles, we've got to keep an eye on that blue wagon and keep waiting for the shooting to start.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. While the wagons roll westward to Tombstone, Wild Bill and Jingles keep a constant watch on the blue wagon loaded with $30,000 in gold. and keep a lookout for the desperate men riding with the train who plan to steal the wagon and its valuable cargo.
And get along, Joker. It's a long way to Arizona.
It sure is, and I'm wondering how far we have to go before the trouble starts.
Oh, there you go, Bill, expecting trouble. Well, I'd rather not worry about it till it happens.
When you're hired as a guard, you have to expect trouble, Jingles.
All right, all right. I'd rather not worry about worrying. Well, it's worrying scares me. I'd rather just sing my worries away. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm a-going to Arizona with the banjo on my knee.
That's California, Jingles.
Well, I changed it to Arizona because that's where we're going.
Hey, Jingles.
Well, what's the matter, Bill?
A blue wagon is pulling out of line.
The one with the gold in it?
Yeah. Let's go talk to the driver. Get over that buckshot.
Move, Joker. Let's see what's up.
That fellow Blackett is driving that wagon bothers me, Jingles.
He bothers me, too. He don't seem very happy with his job. Whoa,
Ooh,
Joker.
Whoa, boy. What's the trouble, Blackie?
No trouble, Hickok. Just stopped to cool out the horses and roll myself a cigarette.
I've got orders to keep that wagon of yours in line. You better get it rolling again.
I don't care what your orders are. I'm driving this rig, and I'll stop anytime I please.
Well, my, ain't he touchy,
though. I said get your wagon back in line. We got to keep everybody together.
Look, you tin badge marshal, we might as well settle one thing right now. I don't like the way you've been riding herd on me. And I'm going to teach you to mind your own business right now.
Oh, no, this ought to be right, Andy. Look out, Bill!
Look and try that, Blackie!
Pretty good, Blackie.
Maybe this will show you who's bought it.
Give him a couple of more, Bill. He asked for it. I'm going to... Well, that settles that. Well, I think he was about to say something, Bill, when he ran into that last punch.
I think he's through talking for a while, Jingles. Come on, Blackie, get up and get that wagon rolling again.
All right, Hickok, you win this time. But you're going to look for more trouble before we get to Tombstone.
Yeah, you know something, Bill, I think maybe he's right.
Critters, up! Stay in line. I don't want to drop out of the train out here in a bad
way. Here. Easy, Joker, easy. Hoo. Hi, Blackie. How you doing?
Pretty good, Jingles. This rocky road is sure rough on wagons.
Yeah, yours holding up okay?
I'm not sure. If you see Jerry Flagg, the blacksmith, while you're riding the line, have him come over and get a look at it, will you?
Sure, he's just back here a little ways. I'll get him for you.
Thanks.
Get around, Joker. Let's go get Jerry.
Seems like he spends a lot of time making sure that this wagon is all right. So innocent of fun. Thinks I don't know what I'm hauling in this blue ring. Jingles and that slick-looking Marshal Hickok are in for a real surprise. And soon. Here at this! Stay in line for a little while longer anyway.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey. Hiya, Blackie. For me.
Here, Jerry. I hit a big rock back there. Take a look at that off hind wheel, will you? It feels sort of funny.
Yeah, looks kind of funny, too. Wobbling a bit. Maybe you better pull out and stop a minute, eh?
Yeah, maybe I'd better. Oh, get around here, you critters.
Where's Hickok and Jingles?
Heading this way, and so's Captain Wilson.
Yeah.
But you got time to bust out that spoke now. Hurry.
All right.
I'll let you know when they get too close.
Yeah. This is going to work slicker than a greased pig.
Yeah, well, it works before you start throwing. That Hickok is a smart one. He's funny suspicious.
This wheel's going to fool him when I get through with it.
Hurry up. Here they come.
I'm ready for them. All right, jump down. Be looking at the wheel. Come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, easy.
Oh, Joker, oh.
Hi, Jerry. Blackie, what's up?
Hey, two busted spokes, Bill. Blackie says he hit a big rock back there.
Yeah, they're busted all right. That wheel would have caved right in before long.
I sure don't want to drive that rig anymore till we get that fixed.
Here comes Captain Wilson. He's in command here. We'll see what he wants to do about it.
Too bad it had to happen right here. It's only a couple of miles to where we're going to camp for the night.
Oh, boy. Hey, what's wrong, Blackie?
Busted a couple of spokes, Captain.
In case you just drive it over to the river, we're going to camp there.
Why, I don't think he'd better, Captain. That wheel's got to be fixed.
How long will it take?
Oh, not more than a half hour, if I have some help.
We'll help you, Jerry.
Hey. I guess we might as well, Captain. You've got to get the wagon train bedded down for the night.
Yeah, you go ahead. Bill and I'll stay here with Jerry and Blackie and bring them on into camp.
Hey, that's fine. I'll chop a couple of spokes out of that old log over there, and we'll have this rig rolling again in no time.
I guess it's all right. Well, I'll be getting along. Keep your eyes open, Bill. I can't afford to lose this blue wagon. Yeah.
I wonder what he meant by that. You'd think this wagon was loaded with gold or something.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Jingles.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, let's get to work on that old busted wheel.
How you coming, Jerry?
Well, that's about the last of it, Bill. Yeah, look at that. Just about as good as a new wheel, huh?
Well, it sure looks like a good job.
Yeah. All right, now. Let's get her back on. Oh, want to give me a hand, Jingles? Wheel's kind of heavy.
Sure. Now, let me get a hold here.
I got a hold there.
Yeah.
Now, you want to help me, Blackie?
Sure, I'll help you. Get your hands up, Hickok!
Bill!
Ah, the fool, he was too slow!
Bill, look out!
Ow.
Well, both of you made the same mistake trying to shoot faster than Bill.
You're not hurt much, either one of you. Jingles, get some rope out of the wagon and tie him up.
I had him cold, Jerry.
I told you to watch out for that draw of his.
Don't worry, Blackie. I was watching you every minute. When I first looked at that broken wheel, I knew it was done by a hammer, not a rock.
So that's it. The whole breakdown was planned to try to get away with.
Jingles.
Don't worry, Hickok. We know what's in those boxes.
Sure we do. We'd have had it by now with a little luck.
Your luck's run out. I'm going to get you tied up and then turn you over to this bunch of riders coming up from the camp.
Yeah, five of them. You wouldn't have gotten the gold out of the wagon before they'd have been here and caught you right in the act.
Yeah, that's more bad luck.
Yeah, more bad luck. Now put your hands behind you.
Looks like Salty's leading the bunch, Jingles.
Yeah, they're really busting it. Probably heard the shooting.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hiya, Salty. Well, these two varmints thought they'd run off with this wagon, and it's great. I had to discourage them.
Well, I'll be darned.
Well, Blackie's got a slug in his shoulder, and Jerry's got a shot-up hand. But Bill wasn't trying to drop him.
Nice shooting, Bill. We'll take care of him. Cover him, men.
That won't be necessary. They haven't got their guns.
I said cover him. How about it, Hickok? You got five guns against your one. Why don't you just slip that hog leg back in your holster?
So that's it. You're all in on this, too.
That's it. Nice work, Salty. You really fooled them.
You dirty salamanders.
Oh, shut up, Jingles. I'd like nothing better than to put a slug right in your big gizzard.
Turn out the talk and get busy. I'm taking over here now. Take them ropes and tie Hickok and Jingles tight.
All right, Salty.
Break out that gold. Spread it around in your saddlebag so nobody has too heavy a load.
Yeah.
And take those two horses, Buckshot and Joker, and tie them to some strong picket pins. They're almost smart enough to follow us without their riders. Come on, move. We got to get the stuff and be on the way to the hideout before Captain Wilson and the rest of them find out what's happened.
Yeah, let's hurry up.
Doggone it, Bill. Looks like they're going to get away with it. I knew something was going to happen on this trip.
All right. Stop wiggling, you big horse. I'm trying to get these knots tightened up.
Well, you got them plenty tight already.
Are you coming with that gold, man?
Well, we're moving it as fast as we can, so.
Well, get it all. None of us will have to be skinning mules and wrangling wagons for a long time with that loot to spend.
What do you want to bet you don't get a chance to spend any of it?
And if that big ape keeps talking, Jerry, go ahead and shoot him. It's all right with me.
No. I wasn't saying a word, honest. I was just remarking about what a nice, pretty day it is.
Looks like we got it all, Charlie. Let's hit the trail.
Yeah, let's get moving. You got those two tied up, Jerry?
Yeah, like a calf in a rodeo. Let's go.
All right, man. Hit the horses. Let's ride.
Well, there they go, Bill, and here we are, roped and hog-tied.
No use crying about it. Let's get loose and fall in with that hideout they were talking about before they can cover the trail up.
Oh, get loose, he says. Bill Hickok, you aren't going to wiggle out of this one till Captain Wilson gets here and cuts us loose.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. The gold was stolen from the blue wagon, and Wild Bill and Jingles were tightly tied and left at the scene of the crime. Jingles thinks they'll have to wait for Captain Wilson to cut them loose, but Bill has other ideas.
Boy, they really tied me up tight, Jingles. How about you?
No, I can hardly wiggle. Why don't we just relax, Bill?
Because we got to get on their trail as soon as we can. They have a hideout near here. That means they know the country pretty well. And they've probably figured out how to lose us if we trail them.
All right, but we can't even stand up. How are we going to get loose?
Buckshot, come here, boy.
Oh, he can't do it, Bill. They tied Buckshot and Joker, too.
Come on, Buckshot.
Hey, he's going to try to pull that picket pin.
He might just do it, too.
Well, he's working it loose.
Back the other way, Buckshot. That's it.
Bill, he's loose. Here he comes.
Attaboy, Buckshot. Come on, boy. All right, get around behind me.
Look at him go right for those ropes.
When I snap my fingers, he starts nibbling at my hands to see if I got any sugar for him.
Well, now that's cute. Oh, but he can't untie knots.
Sometimes he can. But if he can, he'll chew that rope in two.
You know, Solly was right when he said Buckshot had sense enough to follow him. Hey, you know, maybe we ought to make our horses deputies, too. We're gaining on them, Bill. They're heading for that rocky ridge on the other side of the valley.
Yeah. We got to catch them before they get there and make them stand and fight.
Two of us are going to fight seven of them out in this open valley?
That's the only way to hold them till Captain Wilson and his men catch up to us.
But there ain't even a rock to hide behind.
Now, I can't help it, Jingles. If they ever get up there in those hills, they'll scatter out and drift over the border, one by one, and we'll never find them.
And if we stop them before they get into the hills, we stand a good chance of getting shot.
But we may get the gold back that way, and that's our job.
Oh, what kind of a job is that? I wish I'd have never started for Tombstone.
Hey, look at that dust cloud behind us, Jingles. Captain Wilson and his men are following the trail, all right.
Good. I got just one thing I'd like to tell them.
Yeah, what's that?
Hurry!
We must be in rifle range now, Jingles. I'm going to see if I can stop those owl hoots.
Well, all right. If anybody can hit them from a running horse at this distance, you're the man to do it. How'd you make out?
I lifted somebody's hat off.
Doggone good shooting. Well, that one dumped somebody out of the saddle.
Stop.
Pull.
Pile off and lie down flat, Jingles.
Well, I'm not so flat even when I lie down. Wow, one of those slugs threw sand in my face.
Give it back to them, Jingles. Keep them down so they can't get a good shot at us.
Well, that's got them flat on their faces. Guess we haven't got them flat enough.
No, but every minute we can keep them pinned down, those riders behind us are getting close.
Yeah, look back, Bill. 20 riders spread out and coming across the valley like a cavalry charge.
Sure looks good.
Ow! Wow! That's enough looking back, Bill. Those varmints are getting too good with their shooting.
Did you get hit?
Well, not exactly. I just got sort of creased on the part of me that sticks up the highest. You doggone varmint! Get down in the dirt where you belong!
All right, reload your gun, Jingles. Let's get ready to ride in with them.
I'm getting ready. I want the one that threw that last slug at me now. There you go,
yeah,
boy. There you go, boy.
Easy,
now,
boy.
Here you go.
Easy, boy.
Good work, Bill. Good now.
Hiya, Captain. Come on, Buckshot. Let's go.
Get Joker, and if you see any bullets coming, die. Ha, ha, ha.
Jingles sure saved that gold shipment for us.
Well, we're even, Captain. Cause you and your men sure saved Bill and Jingles.
The main thing is that we got the whole gang rounded up.
That's right. We'll make the trip a lot more pleasant from here on in.
Yep, now that I can relax, I'm going to enjoy this rolling along with the wagon train.
How far is it to Tombstone, Captain?
Well, with good luck, we'll be there by the end of next week, Bill. And all of us can celebrate. Tombstone, Arizona's really a rip-roaring town.
Well, I ain't going to rip and roar. I'm going to eat and sleep. I'm just glad that I didn't get to my little tombstone out there in the middle of the valley.
We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jack Crucian, Lou Krugman, Bill Boucher, and Ken Christie. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.